collaborative,
experimentation,
the next idea.
We need a participation revolution, and we need it fast.
One of the important keys to future innovation and prosperity in Michigan is channeling and then training young people to fill the jobs that will make up the economy of the future. And that's where Advance Michigan steps up. It's an economic collaboration among governmental agencies, schools, and the business community. And it happened because of a special designation that Southeast Michigan got from the federal government. And it's brought millions of dollars of investment to our state. Mike Coast is the vice chair of Advance Michigan, as well as being the president of the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center. Good to have you with us, Mike.
Thank you.
And we welcome Joe Petrosky. Joe is dean of the Engineering and Advanced Technology Department at Macomb Community College. Good to have you with us, Joe.
Good to be here.
Mike, start by explaining just how Advance Michigan works. I'm wondering who makes up the partnership and how much money are we talking about? Where does this pot of money come from?
Well, originally it was set up, it's called the Investing in Manufacturing Community Partnership, which was an opportunity that was put out by the Economic Development Administration, the EDA. It was set up originally by President Obama to set up a national competition. And there were 74 regions around the country that were eligible for that. And there were going to be 12 awards. So we won 12 out of 74 in southeastern Michigan. It allowed us to get access to roughly $1.2 billion in additional federal funding from about 16 different federal agencies. The whole idea was to bring together all of the partners in southeastern Michigan in order to set up Advanced Michigan.
What are the most important areas of economic growth that Advanced Michigan is working on? What kind of projects is it funding?
Well, it was used to develop partnerships from around the region. And then it was based on five pillars: workforce and talent, supply chain, research and innovation, site development and infrastructure, trade and international investment, and capital access and process improvement. We had teams of people working on those five pillars to write portions of the proposal so that we could get that specific designation. Now we have Advanced Michigan in place, and it's a partnership of a 13-county region anchored by the cities between Detroit, Flint, Pontiac, Lansing, and Ann Arbor, and of course their surrounding communities. And so far, we've been able to bring in roughly $34 million.
That's a lot of money, a lot of partners, and a lot of different projects.
One of the things that it really did is in southeastern Michigan, not everybody comes to the table and plays nicely. And so what it did is it allowed all of the community colleges, all the economic development organizations to come together with a common effort and bring them together.
Under the one umbrella.
Under one umbrella. To me, that was the real advantage for the entire effort, is to bring everybody together, to go out jointly and not have a specific agenda pointed to one organization, but to go out and then try and find these opportunities for the better good of southeastern Michigan.
Joe Petrosky, let me bring you in here and ask, with all of these different projects funded within or under, really, that umbrella of Advance Michigan, how has Macomb Community College been able to take advantage of this? What has it let you do that you otherwise would not have been able to do?
One of the first projects that we have taken advantage of the partnership is with the American Apprenticeship Initiative proposals that came out from the federal government last year. We did submit a proposal for that, and we're successful in receiving it. It's called the MAP Plus, the Michigan Apprenticeship Plus. We partnered with Grand Rapids Community College.
So you're linking high schools and community colleges and engineering employers, so that's the triad we really need to make strong.
We are, very much so. And apprenticeships are being rediscovered these days. There's a strong emphasis on them from a federal level. It's a wonderful mechanism for workforce development. And Michigan historically has been very strong in apprenticeships, but that kind of died down as we went through that long recession. And unfortunately, a lot of companies cut back on their hiring. They cut back on their apprenticeships. The people that used to coordinate those apprenticeships have since retired. So this grant, we're able to bring that back. And you mentioned high schools. That's a key part of it, reestablishing that connection from the high schools, that pipeline, so to speak, making our youth aware of these great types of jobs, and then preparing them, pre-apprenticeship type academies that we'll be hosting, preparing them for the world of work, having them meet up with employers and putting them to work, hopefully, in apprenticeships.
And if there's one thing we've heard over and over, it's employers saying, we have these jobs and we can't find people to fill them. And we have young people who are hoping to find, you know, a life's career that will support their families.
Absolutely. And particularly here in Michigan, I mean, the heart and soul of manufacturing and the automotive. And it still surprises me that the lack of awareness sometimes amongst our youth of the great careers that are in the automotive industry and in automotive manufacturing. You know, it's changed radically over the last 30 years, and the types of skills that are required, again, very high tech, very leading edge skills. And as we see just coming off of the auto show and being in the auto show, it's an exciting industry, and it's a great one to be working in.
You know, my organization, the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center, we go out and work with hundreds of manufacturing companies a year. And when we walk in, the first thing we do is we ask them, what keeps you awake at night? And invariably, they turn around and said, hiring skilled labor. So they want production workers, they want welders, they want CNC operators. And on the professional level, they want IT workers, any kind of person that's got a manufacturing engineering degree. That's what keeps the small companies awake at night. And the things that Joe talked about that he's working on, which are the apprenticeship programs, they're making a comeback. They need them. Companies need skilled workers, and they need these programs put in place for an apprenticeship so that they can keep their factories full. And Joe's 100% right. You know, the automotive industry is now at a 17.5 million car build rate right now. The plants that are left are getting filled up. They need more workers to come in and help them do those kind of things.
Turn out the cars.
I mean, it's a lot of work.
This question's for both of you, and I will start with you, Mike Coast. What do you hope, as you think about our employment landscape in Michigan, what do you hope that it will look like 10 years down the road?
45% of all the companies we go out and work with are automotive related. And so when you start to look at things that are coming down the road, lightweighting is now becoming a key. So you're going to have to figure out what companies are going to be left standing and what new companies are going to come up out of the woodwork, if you will, to address the lightweighting. So you're going to – it starts with steel. Then it goes to high-strength steels. Then it's going to go to aluminum. Then it's going to go to composites. And then all the joining technologies that are going to be in place to make that happen.
Knowing that we've got these fuel standards by 2025 that they've got to meet.
They have to meet them. It's going to be coming. It's kind of like, what kind of skills are going to be needed down the road? And so when we look at one of our partners, which is Macomb Community College, and say, what are they going to set up as two-year degree programs or apprenticeship programs to meet the technologies for the joining things that are going to happen? The OEMs, the tier ones, and then the small companies. And by the way, are the OEMs and tier ones important? Absolutely. But 85% of the manufacturing are the small plants that are out there, the ones that Joe is helping set up.
The supply base.
The supply base, yeah. I mean, without question.
And what are your thoughts on that, Joe?
The next 10 years are going to continue to be very exciting. All the advances that Mike mentions, the automobile, the connected, the automated vehicle, again, new skill sets in the IT world and the area of sensors and how vehicles are communicating with each other. That's a new area that's open for apprenticeships also. I mentioned we're partnering with Grand Rapids Community College. They're focused on information technology apprenticeships. So some of those are going to be emerging and be very strong. The skill set will continue to change. We've seen that over the last decade plus. And there's, in fact, a new report survey that's out from the World Economic Forum talking about the robotics. And by 2020, they're projecting, you know, what their net losses are in jobs, which is a big number, but then also their net gains. And so I view that as kind of shifting. The same thing that we've seen over the last 10, 20 years as new technologies come on place, automated technologies, they're displacing certain jobs and requiring other jobs. Our mechatronics program continues to be very popular, and that's a program that trains individuals to be working on automated systems. Automated systems, robotics is going to be continuing to increase. It's going to be continuing to move into the small and the medium-sized companies. The prices go down. The productivity goes up. You need people to design those. You need people to repair those. You need to know about the electronics and the control systems and the hydraulics. So those are all skill sets that will very much continue to be in demand.
Mike, thinking of this designation that we've got now with Advance Michigan, what areas in Michigan could be elevated to national prominence because of this designation?
Well, Michigan has always been a leader in the automotive industry. We're recognized as the automotive capital of the world. and all the engineers and the tech centers. People forget sometimes. They always talk about the Detroit 3, but then the OEMs that are in southeastern Michigan and all of the technology centers that are out there that hire all of those high-level engineers that are so dearly needed in the manufacturing world. That's going to be another huge opportunity for us. And then lightweighting also falls over into transportation, airplanes, trucks, tanks. I mean, there's going to be another huge need for those industries as they're coming down, and that's an opportunity for Michigan to grow. We want to make Michigan one of those places where people come to get those jobs. And just the fact that the automotive industry is taking off and going is a catalyst to bring those new people, the new jobs from other states to Michigan.
And Joe Petrosky's thinking, and I want my students in those jobs.
I want my students in those jobs. I agree with Mike on all of that, talking about the auto show. The National Automotive Center has a display down there. And again, people don't often think about defense and automotives and the similarities. And they're highlighting their connected vehicles and the lightweighting and all of the things that the automotive industry is putting in is happening in the defense world, too. And again, Michigan, Southeast Michigan, is the powerhouse for the defense world as well as aerospace. I know the aerospace industry right now is wrestling with, you know, how do we produce planes quicker? Boy, there's a whole lot of lessons learned in the automotive industry, and you've seen the supply base supplying aerospace increase over the last 5-10 years in Southeast Michigan.
Joe Petrosky is the dean of the Engineering and Advanced Tech Department at Macomb Community College, and Mike Coast is the vice chair of Advanced Michigan, as well as the president of the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center. It was great talking about Advanced Michigan with both of you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy.
Support for the next idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.